Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the How to Be Saved from Suicide podcast. This is episode number 5. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help confront from a biblical perspective the tragic epidemic of suicide in our world today, which has even seen a spate of self-professing Christians in positions of ministerial leadership, namely pastors, take their own lives. The World Health Organization, the WHO, estimates that each year approximately 1 million people die from suicide, which represents a global mortality rate of 16 people per 100,000, or one death every 40 seconds through suicide. It is predicted that by 2020, this year, the rate of death by suicide will increase to one every 20 seconds. As the Apostle James wrote in his epistle on a different matter, "My brethren, these things ought not so to be." Our scripture passage for this episode of How to Be Saved from Suicide, the podcast, is Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 31, which says, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all of the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself." He would have committed suicide, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Today, our featured quote for this episode of the How to Be Saved from Suicide podcast is from Dr. John Piper. He says, "Suicide is pursued out of the principle of self-love, in the midst of a feeling of utter meaningless and hopelessness and numbness of depression. The soul says, it can't get any worse than this. So even if I don't know what I will gain through death, I do know what I will escape. And so suicide is an attempt to escape the intolerable. It is an act of self-love." Dear friends, in this episode today, we are, and in this podcast, we are going through the book Preventing Suicide, a handbook for pastors, chaplains, and pastoral counselors by Dr. Karen Mason. We continue today with the introduction, part 5, definitions. Before proceeding further, I must define suicide so that we know what pastoral caregivers are preventing. In order to determine that a suicide has occurred, the event must, number one, involve a self-inflicted act. Number two, result in death. And number three, include intent to die. Intent to die is a crucial aspect of this definition because a person may die accidentally or may not be sure he or she wanted to die. The following examples show how intent to die is sometimes present, sometimes absent, and sometimes unclear. Self-harm with no suicidal intent. That is, Sandy comes to a therapy session on a hot summer day, wearing a long-sleeved shirt and long pants. In response to her therapist's questions, she shows the therapist cuts across her arms. She says she also cuts her thighs the same way. She says she cuts herself when conflict with her mom escalates into a screaming match. She says that when she cuts, she has no intent to kill herself. And afterward, she feels better. Suicide attempt with clear suicidal intent. Stewart sustained traumatic brain injury during military combat. After hospitalization and since his return home, he and his wife have been experiencing intense marital conflict. During one of his wife's business trips, Stewart feels hopeless about their fighting and experiences intense thoughts of suicide. He feels he can't resist. He leaves a goodbye note for his grown daughter, locks his bedroom door, and takes all of his pain medication, a handful, and plans to die. Unexpectedly, his daughter drops by. She sees the note, and when she can't get into his room, she calls the police, who break down his door and bring him to the local emergency department. He tells the doctor, who questions him, that he is sorry he didn't die. Suicide-related behavior with undetermined intent. That is, suicide-related behavior with undetermined intent. Jenny had a neglectful mother who drank, and Jenny started drinking while still a preschooler. Jenny's alcohol use has rocketed into the abuse of other drugs, her preferred being cocaine. As an adult, she is diagnosed with bipolar disorder based on her experience of phases of depression followed by phases of mania in which her activity is frenzied and she becomes irritable. During these manic phases, she often stops talking, or rather, she often stops taking her medication because she feels she doesn't need it. One day, while Jenny is in a manic phase, she and her boyfriend have a big fight. After he leaves their home, she jumps into a bathtub with a plugged-in toaster. Her son is home and calls 911. After a brief hospitalization, she tells her therapist that she isn't sure she wanted to die because when she's manic, she doesn't always think clearly. But she also muses that her boyfriend has just left her, and she knows that plugged-in appliances and water create the possibility of electrocution and death. She doesn't remember any suicidal thinking, nor does she remember making a decision to kill herself. She isn't sure whether or not she intended to die. Of these examples, only Stewart reported clear intent. Determining intent is complicated. It depends on the person's. Which depends on how ambivalent they feel about dying and on their memory. Intent is important and hard to determine. My working definition of suicide is death caused by self-inflicted injuries with some intent to die. A suicide attempt is a self-inflicted non-fatal injury with some evidence of intent to die. Just as intent is important to the definition, so is injury. When one of my adolescent clients scraped her wrist with a key, her mom was worried about this being a suicide attempt. However, the scrape didn't cause injury. The pathway to suicide attempt and suicide is suicidal ideation, which includes any thoughts or mental images of suicide or of intent to take one's life. A suicidal crisis is a discrete, intense episode of suicide ideation, accompanied by suicidal desire. A suicide attempt or other suicide relevant behavior. Suicidality is a broad term that captures the spectrum of suicidal thinking and behaviors. A last note about language. For language is important. There is nothing successful about a suicide and nothing failed about serving an attempt. So I will avoid this language except in quotations. Also, I will say die by suicide and avoid the expression commit suicide out of respect for suicide survivors who have reminded me that suicide is no longer a crime. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming, we will continue looking at this topic, this subject, and more in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the millions of people who listen to the devil regarding suicide. who allow the devil and their flesh to say things to their minds that are not good and healthy. And we pray that you will rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from the minds of millions of young people today who are considering this thing called suicide, to help them to understand that when people do that, it's over. Forgive us of our sins, crucify, Lord, our flesh, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, and help us, Lord, to resolve the issue. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Lord, save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. For I do believe that if they truly know you, they will never think about committing suicide. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.